Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Lazy Boy in here today. And I was just saying that you're like the first rapper who's ever been early on here, which is pretty rare.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm on time. Yeah.
Always on time.
Mm.
On timing?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Okay. What time is it? 2:10. So basically, like, I've gotten familiar with you over the years, both through seeing your stuff go viral and also through some of the live streams that we do, seen a lot of your music on there as well. And a lot of people have kind of told me that they feel like when it comes to the Mexican rapper world, that the North has been underrepresented on No Jumper, and that we had to start tapping in with some people who represented up North.
Sure. Yeah, I agree.
You agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about where you're from.
San Jose, California. It's in the Bay Area, from the east side, like right off of White Road, Bogini Park, Breeding Park. If you're from there, you know. What else you want me to say?
What was it like growing up out there? Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, to me, it's just kind of regular. Like, you know, it's like gang shit, but that's just California. Anywhere, yeah, I'll say, I feel like I was like a good kid, probably. And then I would say probably till like 11 years old.
What happened when you were 11?
That's when my parents got divorced. That's what I remember. I started like messing up in school. And that's kind of when I started, you know, hanging out with, you know, different type of people, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I'd say like maybe like around like 13 or something, 12. That was like probably like I started like, you know, like fighting, getting in trouble, stuff like that. You know, I just started learning about, you know, all the shit, you know.
So the gang environment was always like right outside your door when you were a young dude?
Yeah, it's everywhere. Yeah. Like at least in the east side, yeah, it's everywhere. Yeah.
And so when you were real young, you didn't really think that you would be a part of it?
Nope. I never thought that. I never wanted to. Yeah.
Your parents like warned you to stay away from it?
Nah, cause I seen my dad and he was always like involved. So, you know, I always looked up to him. So it was like normal, but it wasn't something I was doing. But then, you know, start getting into a little shit. Yeah.
What motivated you to get off the porch, per se?
Cause I feel like I remember like being a little kid and I see some people like from the other side and they'll, you know what I'm saying, try to mess with me and shit like that. And then I noticed whenever I seen people from my side, they would like show me love and stuff like that, you know? So I just kind of
mess with you. How? You had the ops picking on you at a young age?
I don't know about picking on me, but I could just tell they didn't like me. Mm. And just like mugging me, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Interesting.
That's like when I first started kind of not liking them. Yeah. But also like the neighborhood I'm from is kind of, that's what it is too, you know?
And so you ended up being from the same neighborhood that your dad's from?
Neighborhood, yeah. But there's like, you know, back in different cliques, you know, but yeah, same area, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when you decide that you want to get put on, did you have to get jumped in or anything?
I don't really want to get too into like the specifics, but I mean, it's how it goes. You know, people know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was like actual decision. You couldn't just like say it.
Yeah, for sure it's a decision.
You check with your dad beforehand?
No.
Mm. How'd he find out? What was that like?
Just getting at school, getting in trouble, you know, fights. Yeah, he didn't like it.
But when your dad found out you were part of a gang now?
He kind of knew it was coming.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he knew it was coming, but he didn't like support it though. You know.
He tried to make you steer clear of it, kind of? Yeah. What did he tell you about it?
Just like that is dangerous, and that he always told me like a lot of my boys probably won't be here later.
Mm.
Yeah. Or they'll switch up.
Really?
Yeah.
He had experienced that, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah. Interesting.
He was right too, yeah.
Did he ever end up doing any long bids in prison or anything?
No. Just in the streets.
Okay.
I mean, he did his little shit, but none. Yeah.
And you were close with him throughout all the years?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, me and my little brother, yeah. To this day, yeah.
Definitely. And so, okay, how does your life change when you start, you know, hanging around the neighborhood and everything a lot more?
I start, like, having more enemies, like, more things to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I always wanted to, like, you know, like, just be the best at whatever I do. So I was just, you know, just, yeah, I mean, I always wanted to look good at whatever I do, you know. So, yeah, going hard.
Going hard, meaning getting involved with what kind of stuff?
Shit. I mean, I just participating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, like, in San Jose, like, what is the vibe in terms of, like, what a young teenager who's in a gang does? You just, like, hang out outside all day?
When you go to school, it's all gang-related. Like,
even school?
At school, you're not allowed to wear red, blue. You can't even wear the certain Jordans, because of the numbers they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shit like that. Yeah. So, I mean, like, you're going to get pressed when you go out there. If you go to a liquor store and, like, you know, you're Mexican or something, or pretty much if you look thuggish, they're going to walk up on you, you know,
uh-huh.
Ask you, like, who are you? Where are you from?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So people don't really wear a whole lot of blue up there?
No, they do. Yeah, there's everything out there.
So there's,
yeah,
Southsiders and Norteños up in San Jose.
Hell yeah. A lot, yeah.
Because we always, like down here, it's like everybody's a fucking Southsider,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But up there, it's more of a mix?
Hell yeah.
And is that, like, the primary beefs that you get involved with, or is it, like, Northerner on Northerner shit, too?
Yeah, that's the primary. Yeah, yeah, like with the homies, like, nah, there ain't no, you know, like, we don't, you know, we stick together, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you listen to rappers who are Southsiders?
No.
Not at all.
I see them. Like, if one of them's hard, I'll respect it. I'm not no hater. I'm a real player, you know? But I'm not going to bump them. Not because of who they are. It's just not really my style. I like Bay Area style music. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So the L.A. shit,
like,
don't
that more
really
like
you?
I like that more, like, mobby shit. Like, it's got, like, a little bit more melody in it. Like, you know, my type of shit.
It's definitely a different flavor up there versus down here.
Yeah, but I do feel like no disrespect, but I feel like a lot of the ones that you're talking about down here, I feel like a lot of them, like, study us, because I could tell, like, all of a sudden they'll start looking like us,
really?
Choosing the beats we choose. But we don't really get the credit because we don't have, like, labels and stuff like that, you know?
Mm.
And we got Empire, shout out Gazi, I'm with Empire, but we don't have, like, record labels, we don't have no jumpers. We have Dizzler.
Right.
That's about it. Shout out Dizzler.
So, do you feel like, who in particular do you think is, like, jacking styles from up north?
I don't really want to say no names, but I say most of them.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not the only one that feels like that.
Mm.
Like, everything from the way we dress, our haircuts, the beats we choose, the way we talk, because we're real player up there. Like, we're, like, you know what I mean? Like, people like that shit, you know? Mm.
No, I mean, I have heard a lot of people
Like, we're thugged out, but we're real, like, player with it, like, smooth talkers, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I remember even, like, when Draco and Shoreline Mafia were blowing up and stuff, there's a lot of people trying to say, like, a lot of this style is kind of originated by up north.
Shout out to old Jeezy, because I respect, because I heard him say, he said that he got his influence from up here.
And he was someone who early on would, like, put me on to random rappers from Northern California. Like, even All Black, I found out about him through OGZ.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know All Black, but I know he is. Shout out All Black, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, like, if you really are a student of California rap,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of missing a big part of the puzzle if you're not paying attention to up north shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I think it's, like a big deal that I'm here.
Mm.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are going to be happy.
Right.
At least where I'm from, Northern Cali, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to ever make it seem like we're only with one area or anything like that. So when people started to mention, like, oh, you need to get some Northerners on here, I was like, yeah, all right, we've got to figure out who's doing their thing. And you were actually one of the first people that came to mind, because I've seen your shit on stream so many times over the years.
I heard that. I didn't know if it was just people making that up. Mm. Yeah, like people DM me, like, oh, he said your name or this and that, yeah.
Well, part of it had to be bitches ain't shit on your face.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the wildest tattoos I ever heard of. Mm. What was going on in your life when you got that?
I remember it was me and the homie, and we were just running through bitches, you know what I'm saying? San Jose's full of bad bitches, and we both said we're going to get it, but I just got it right there. I think he got it on his neck, I think, yeah.
And, I mean, when you say bitches ain't shit, exactly, like, what does that mean to you?
Like these hoes, you know? Not like good women like these hoes, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it might be kind of hard to get a good woman when she sees bitches ain't shit in your face, right? It might be like a self-fulfilling
prophecy. Not really. I know a lot of good women that I've dealt with, yeah.
And they don't mind? They're feeling it? They're like the energy?
I feel like they'd probably rather not be there, but, like, they rock with me, yeah.
You never had a girl tell you you had to get rid of it?
Not that I had to. She said, oh, yeah, I do wish it wasn't there, but she's going to deal with it, though. You know what I mean? She's not going to not rock with me because of that, yeah.
Crip Mac has it tattooed on his forehead, like the Hoover Killer thing, and, like, he's definitely had a couple girls try to tell him they should get rid of it.
Oh, shit,
years.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's
yeah,
very opposed.
I seen that. Mm-hmm.
Very, very anti that idea.
Yeah.
So you would never get rid of it no matter what?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't get rid of like no like hood shit, but maybe something like that, maybe.
The bitches
know.
Ain't shit part.
Yeah, I don't really care to though, but.
You got kids?
Yeah. I got two daughters.
That I feel like would be one of the harder parts. Is
yeah,
like
shout
explaining.
Out Serena and Liana. Yeah.
Right. Like, have they ever asked about that one?
Yeah, I did think about that, yeah. But, you know, I got faith that when I break it down to them, they'll understand, though.
Right.
You know?
Definitely. Yeah. Mm. The parent-teacher conference with bitches eating shit on your face has got to be wild.
That, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That would be weird, yeah.
Even just having tattoos at all. But then, like, talking to the female teacher and just thinking in your head, like, she's thinking about how this basically says that she ain't shit. Even though in your head, you know, you don't put her in the bitch category necessarily unless she steps out of line. Mm. But she might just take it as an affront either way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't blame her. Yeah.
What's the L say inside of it on your forehead?
It says Latino gang.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's that represent to you?
Being
Latino and in a gang?
I don't really want to get too specific about that, but if you're from just Northern Cali, you'll probably know. Yeah.
Right. But you had a name over your eye that is gone now?
No, it's not gone. It was just some dumb shit in the county. Somebody just hitting my shit with a little staple.
And
whatever.
It just fell
just
out?
Faded. It was red ink. Yeah.
It was raining?
Red ink.
Oh, red ink. Yeah, oh, shit. Yeah. Okay.
Some people think I was lasering it off because of the color. But
yeah,
no,
yeah. That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, I actually would want that one gone because it's just there for nothing. It's like a blur.
You should probably just get something over it.
Yeah, like maybe.
Cover it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Damn. So, okay. But when you first got your face tattooed, was that a big decision?
No, I always wanted to because, like, hell of people where I'm from is, like, normal. Like, you know? Like, if you're right around the east side, you're going to see somebody with, you know, their head or, yeah.
And it was part of it for you that you just wanted to kind of take it to a different level and, like, really cover your shit up?
I just, like, committed, like, you know? And yeah. And I didn't really ever think I wanted a job.
Mm.
Yeah. I was just, like, committed to that, you know?
If I asked you when you were 16 or 17, like, what do you see yourself doing with your life, what would you have said?
I used to tell everybody I was going to be famous when I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah. Do you think that you've been trying to fulfill that ever since?
I would act like I was like a rapper, like I'll play some, like a radio song, act like it was me rapping, and like my, you know, my, I remember like my sisters or whoever, they'll act like they're like the audience, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I always wanted to be something like, you know, like special or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Was part of it getting bitches ain't shit in your face, was part of it like just knowing that it would be viral and it would be something that people wouldn't be able to ignore?
I've never in my life done anything for clout. Because if I wanted to, I always felt like I could be bigger if I did a little goofy shit.
Mm.
But I always wanted to, like, you know, to my homies always respect everything I do. Like, it's important to me.
Right.
It's like my reputation is more important than anything to me.
I feel it.
Yeah.
But I feel, what year do you think you got it?
The bitches ain't shit?
Yeah.
A few years ago, maybe like a little more than 5. Yeah.
So like, it's kind of like the SoundCloud era when I feel like a lot of viral face tattoos were going off.
Yeah.
Anne Frank on the face.
Yeah, that's true. But I never knew about the SoundCloud stuff until later.
Mm.
And then I started seeing all these SoundCloud rappers look crazy. Yeah.
Definitely.
But I was never into SoundCloud. I was always on YouTube. You know what I mean?
You feel like you get bothered by the cops more?
Hell yeah. Well, all the cops in my city know me. Like, they're going to walk up on me like, oh, lazy boy. You know what I'm saying?
They just search you automatically or what?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like, they're crooked out there. Yeah.
How so?
I was shooting a video and they were watching me the whole time, like in undercover cars. But I didn't know. So they walk up on me after, and me and the homie, and we caught our case like that, yeah.
Yeah. They just walked up on you and searched you?
Yeah. Shout out to homie Loki. Yeah, they walked up on us, and no, they blurped us, my bad. We're about to get on the freeway.
Mm.
And then, you know how, like, they don't have jurisdiction on the freeway?
They don't?
No, not like
only
regular.
Only the highway patrol can get you on the highway?
So they got us right on the entrance.
Mm.
And, I just got surrounded by all these chargers and shit. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know at first who it was. And then they walked up on us. And we're both like, we don't consent to searches. And the cop looked at us and he said, I don't care, I'm gonna search anyway.
Uh-huh.
And we just said, we don't consent. The car's legit. And then allegedly, well, we beat the case, so I could say it. This is recent too. They found a couple guns, allegedly in the glove. They had to like rip the car open though, because it wasn't just like right there. And we ended up lawyering up. And we beat the case because of a legal search.
Really?
But we still had to spend hella money, though, because even if you're innocent, but you don't have a good lawyer, you probably won't beat it.
Right.
That's what's messed up, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
But that's just, like, the recent thing. Like, man, they harass all of us, like.
Just all the time?
Like, even if, like, we're kicking out the park, they'll walk up, like, hey, you can't hang out here.
Mm.
But it's like, you know what I mean? That's not illegal. You can hang out at the park. You know, but right. They'll say, get the fuck out of here, I'll arrest you, take you in.
But they're just, like, really overbearing and just, they're always trying to fuck the neighborhood
up. They're hella extra,
not let you just be able to hang out.
They don't want you shooting no videos, nothing, you know. They'll probably let you shoot it, but they'll be waiting for you after.
Really?
Yeah, they'll follow you, yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, but I didn't get to finish. We still had to go to jail that day. Mm-hmm. We had to bail out, but when I got out, all the cash I had on me, I mean, it was only, like 600 or something, but it was all missing.
Mm.
Yeah. I was like, is it in evidence? They're like, nah, you never had it. So that's happened a couple of times. You know, they'll rob you. Yeah.
Damn. Do you feel like the policing shit has gotten better, though, with, like, the body cameras and shit like that, or?
Yeah. I mean, I would say, yeah, because I always say, hey, is your body camera on?
Mm-hmm.
I say that so they know that, like, I'm thinking of that, you know?
Because if I'm a cop, and, like, naturally, I'm kind of a scumbag. I'm just going to, like, take the $600. But then when I think about it, it's like the body camera is how I'm going to get caught.
Because
if it ain't for the body camera and I'm arresting a guy and he's got $600 in his pocket, I'm putting it in my pocket. And how the fuck you ever going to prove that you had it or that the $600 that I got is yours? No, so, you're never going to be able to prove it unless it's body cam footage.
The thing is, since they were all undercovers, I think only one black and white car was there. So most of them didn't have body cameras.
Mm.
And then, only I think one had one. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because they were all on chargers and shit. They were, like, dressed like me and you.
Definitely.
Mm.
So what made you actually want to start rapping?
I just always loved music. Yeah, and I'll, like, rap to my boys and shit, and they always told me I was, like, harder than everybody else. Yeah, so, and then shout out Thizzler, because they kind of gave me, like, more, like, confidence to want to do it.
That's the first platform you went viral on? Or that posted your music at all?
Yeah. That's the first one that like my song did like a good amount of views. You know, like 5 million or something like that. Yeah, and they would just post me like just on the love, like no charge, you know. And they didn't do that for most people.
But did they get the money from the video?
Well, like publishing and masters and all that, I'm gonna get it, you know. But it's their YouTube channel,
right?
You know, but I had all my shit in line though.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
But so was it like the first video that you got on Fizzler just went crazy?
No.
Just did numbers or you had to be on there a bunch of times?
So they dropped a few audios for me.
Okay.
And then I think I had a video with other people, but I'm not really known to do features though. But and then my first solo video was in my hood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's the one that like almost 6 million. Yeah.
Damn. So how did that change your life?
Change everything. I remember in San Jose, there's this little event they do called Boulevard Nights.
Mm-hmm.
It's really like you're just in the streets. Everybody has lowriders and all that. Everybody links up in parking lots. And it was the first day anybody ever like walked up and asked me to take a picture. Like, but everybody was doing it just the whole night. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I ever realized, oh shit, people know who I am now. Yeah. And then after that, that's how I got, you know, I had a meeting with Empire and Ghazi, like, and it just kind of all went from there, you know?
Right.
You know, and there was people around me helping me too. It wasn't just like I did it on my own, you know?
Right. Definitely. And so once you, did you sign with Empire and stuff, but do you feel like you made the right moves with that early, viral fame or like, do you have regrets about how you handled it?
I don't know about regrets, but I feel like I maybe like just should have did more. You know, I feel like you always feel like you should do more though, you know?
Right.
But I don't have no regrets about like no like things I did. Like, you know what I mean? Like I don't regret, like I never did no goopy shit or nothing like that. Yeah.
Right. Do you, but it's very hard to break out of the Northern California scene. Like there's a lot of artists out there who can do 500,000 or 1 million views on their shit. But then they kind of can't break out of that world.
They won't really get no calls. Yeah.
But really, LA is like that. New York is like that. You know, a shitload of states are kind of like that. It's easy to, it's not easy, but it's like, it's one thing to have a fan base in your area, and it's a totally different thing to have a big
and then also, like,
fan base.
There's so many politics that people don't work, can't work together, you know?
Mm.
So it also probably slows us down. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was interviewing these Arab kids. They're in, like, an Afghan gang, basically, and they're from the Bay Area.
Mm.
And I'm talking to them, and I'm kind of realizing that, like, they would like to do music with the rappers from Northern California.
Mm.
But to them, it's kind of, like, too much of a risk, because if they start f***ing with one rapper, they're basically tied in with them and can't f*** with any of the other ones. So for them, then it kind of becomes like, oh, I'm just not going to do features with anybody.
Yeah, the way I look at it is, like, if you're just a civilian, I don't care who you do shit with. I'm not going to get mad.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But if you're, like, choosing sides, then that's different, you know? You're, like, outside thugging with them, or you're, like, talking shit about the people they talk shit about, like laughing with them and shit like that. That's different, you know?
Is coming to L.A. nerve-wracking for you at all?
I was nervous about the interview.
How come?
Never did one.
Mm.
It's my first interview.
I'm surprised you didn't get one back in the day.
I told your coworker or your employee, I told him that I've been hit up by almost every California interview there is, but I always told myself I'm only doing No Jumper, then I'll do the other ones.
Oh, wow. I would have done it a while back if I knew
but
that.
I do want to say shout out Vlad TV, because they did hit me a while back.
Really?
But I was just dealing with shit in my life, and I just didn't care, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But I hope he doesn't think that, like, I didn't want to do it, because I never really said anything. I just said, okay, I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, bullshit going on, like, street shit, just all that, you know what I mean?
Really?
Just a bunch of shit. Yeah.
So there's a lot of drama around your neck of the woods?
Yeah, hell yeah, like, and, like, I don't know, it's hard to explain, like, so in other places, somebody, this is what my homie told me, because he's been all over the country. You know, shout out my boy Money. He goes to other states, and he said, when you go to other states, people meet you and they automatically show you love.
Mm.
They only don't like you if you give them a reason to.
Mm-hmm.
But in Northern Cali, people automatically don't like you, and mm-hmm. you got to give them a reason to like you. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, yeah. He like, just told me that yesterday, yeah.
It's like everybody is so concerned with their position and how well respected they could be that everybody automatically is kind of like a threat to that.
Yeah, and especially in my city, or just in Northern Cali period, but I'll speak on my city, like, it's so many egos. Mm. It's a lot of people out there too, you know, not as big as LA, but it's like, I think like a little over a million or something, like 1.2 or something like that.
Mm.
But everybody got an ego, you know?
Right.
And if you're looking good, they don't like that. If they don't hang out with you and you're shining, they're not going to like that, you know?
Right. I saw another clip where you were talking about how people have a grudge against San Jose in general. Like, people mm-hmm. people think y'all
it's
are.
It's because in the Bay Area, well, there's probably a few reasons, but in
you're
the
in
Bay,
Oppie City?
Yeah.
You guys have a lot of ops over there?
Yeah,
like people
yeah.
just kind of look at you guys as mm-hmm. being the bad guys, you mm-hmm. think?
Yeah, so San Jose hella gangbanged out, right? Mm. Now, other cities in the Bay, they're like, you'll get pressed up too, but it's different though. You know, in San Jose, it's like, you know, like, it's just all gang banging. It's not really that in other cities. Other cities is more like, you know, like blocks, neighborhoods and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But San Jose is like the only major city in the Bay where it's all gang banging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the Bay, you know.
And you guys get into it with like black gangs as well, or is it all your own shit?
No, like we're cool with like blacks unless something happens between us, which it can, you know. If right. something happens, I mean, that's with anybody. But just off the rip, no. No, we're off the rip. We're going to be cool. Like, as long as nobody's done nothing to each other, it's all love.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah, you'll see, yeah, we kick it with them. Like, yeah.
So
it just depends on individuals, yeah.
From your perspective, who are the Mexican rappers that you f*** with the most out of California?
Shit, all the homies. You know, like, there's a lot of homies popping off. You got Rico Too Smooth. You got Asito. GB, rest in peace, TYS, Babyface with Free Willie's locked up. There's a lot that are like popping though. Like, you know what I mean? Like when they go somewhere, people are walking up to them like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think it's growing a lot? Because I feel like it's
hell
growing
yeah.
in,
hell yeah.
mm-hmm. in Southern California. That's yeah. like that scene, all these different podcasts yeah. and Instagram accounts yeah. and more and more artists. Yeah.
Even Thizzler, they're posting like everybody now. They used to only do Bay, you mm-hmm. know? Yeah. And then I feel like you and the food community, you guys helped that a lot too. Like shine some light on us. Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming together.
Even though we've never been here until today.
But do you feel like you have a fan base in Southern California? You feel like it's mostly Northern?
I get a bunch of DMs from Southern Cali. But, of course, Northern Cali's stronger,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, you know, and then, like, the states around it, I get a lot of love. Yeah.
Do you actually bother to check out all the rappers from L.A. and shit?
Yeah, like? I always watch your channel. I always watch your interviews. Yeah, I watched it. I always watch them normally, but especially because I knew I was coming here, I watched all your interviews just to kind of do my homework on what it's going to be like, yeah.
But so even if you're, like you're saying that you wouldn't really listen to a Southside or whatever, like, do you still tap in and, like, figure out what a lefty gun play sounds like just so you know what's going on?
Well, I follow you guys, so right. I'm always interested in what's going on. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm in the loop, yeah.
You impressed by lefties come up the past couple of months?
Yeah, yeah. Anybody who comes up like that, especially a Mexican, like, we you know, I mean, we all got it hard, but North California Mexicans, we got it, I feel like, a little harder.
Right.
You know?
But he's said that he basically can't work with anybody from the North.
And,
that's normal?
And I wouldn't work with him or none of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You don't think that shit would be better if that kind of changed, where, like, people were able to work together?
I don't know if it'd be better. I mean, anything's possible, but just me, though, because there's certain things that have happened and shit, so I can never do that.
Because, all right, when Lefty first starts doing interviews, there's another rapper named Roddy Rax from around, like, similar type of area, and, like, people right away were asking, like, could you guys do a song together? And Lefty's basically saying, like, nah, we're not, like, super ops, but there's people associated with him, there's people that I'm close to don't get along with each other, so there was, like, reasons why they wouldn't be able to work together. But then I guess, like, the business of it and, like, people just kind of helped make it cool, and they ended up working together. And it really only took like a month or two after they started doing interviews for that shit to happen. Yeah. And I feel like that's probably a good thing.
It's probably like the supporters wanted it, plus nothing serious probably happened between their people.
Yeah.
Like nobody died. Or
it's
anything.
Like a certain level of beef that you just can't get past.
Yeah,
right?
It's a certain line. Yeah.
Interesting. Why did you ban Tory Lanez from the Bay?
Oh, so my boy, the one I talked about a few minutes ago, A-Money, he booked him for some event, and it was on Tory's Instagram and all that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, we cleared that up. Shout out Tory. You know, I personally talked to him.
He slapped your homie?
No, he ain't slapped none of my homies.
Oh, I thought you said that he, like, did something, or he ran off with some money on your friend, right?
No, he ain't, no, he ain't slapped nobody. Oh, no, what happened was he paid him through the phone, like, a wire. My boy booked him, and Tory Lanez never showed up. I don't know what happened. He started ignoring him, whatever. You know what I mean? So I was the one with the voice, like, out of all my people. So I was like, man, I got to use my voice for good. You ain't going to burn the homie, you know? And I was like, Tory probably don't know how us Northern Cali Mexicans get down, you know? So, yeah. So I made this little video. I never did no shit like that. I made this little video. And, like, 24 hours go by, and Tory sends me a DM. I think he said, I ain't no bitch or something. Call me or something like that. And then when I get on the phone, he's like, bro, my phone ain't stopped going off for the last, like, 24 hours. He's like, what he told me was, he's like, I don't know who you are, but you must be somebody where you're from, because my phone won't stop. And he's like, let's get to the bottom of this.
And so how'd that go?
So he said he didn't take it, but somebody with him was involved in, like, a little scam or something. I don't know. I don't remember the guy's name or nothing, but Tory made it right.
Okay.
He made it. That's why I say shout out Tory. He made it right. Me and him talked on the phone for like a half hour. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
And he told me he respected me for what I did, that if it was him, he'd do the same shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I fuck with Tory. He was cool. Yeah.
So when the...
Yeah, free Tory, yeah.
When the Meg Thee Stallion thing came out, how'd you feel?
Because
this was before all that?
I mean, I feel like he ain't do that shit. Like, he ain't guilty. That's what I feel like.
A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah. I noticed on the internet, everybody feels like that too, yeah.
Yeah, Tory did a hell of a job convincing the world.
Yeah, and they gave him some time too, I think. Like 10 years or something, I think.
Yeah, I think they're expecting him to do like 7 years, and he's already done a couple, so he might be released in like 4 or 5 years, but they're expecting that he probably won't be able to come back to America.
Oh, shit.
Which is pretty crazy.
He's Canada, right?
Yeah. So he might be stuck up there, which is pretty wild to imagine. It's got to hurt. It's cold.
Yeah.
You just can't leave.
Yeah, that'll suck.
Damn. Maybe we can go to San Jose. Well, not really. That's in America, but
yeah,
maybe we can get an exemption.
Yeah.
So I saw a clip of you talking about how there was a famous rapper who wanted to work with you, and you basically couldn't do it because they had beef with one of your friends.
Do you remember who it was?
No, you didn't say it. So I was just wondering who you were referring to. You made it sound like it was somebody pretty well known in the video clip that I saw.
I'm trying to think, because shit like this has happened more than once.
Really?
Yeah.
And what kind of stuff gets in the way of
but,
it?
But yeah, oh, shit like that. Like, okay, there was one rapper who's well known. I don't want to air him out, but he wanted to do an album with me. And they were trying to line it up, like, you know, like the people I'm with and stuff. Not my friends, like, you know, like music people. And so I ended up finding out his homie that he kicks with every day, he got some bad paperwork. But not the rapper, though. The rapper is technically good. Mm-hmm. But I said, nah, I ain't going to do it, because you be chilling with him. So they were like, nah, it's going to be a good move. I was like, I can't do it.
Snitch stuff?
No, like messing with little girls and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Just his friend?
But yeah.
Like, does the world know? And the world doesn't really care?
The world knows.
It's in the news or whatever?
The world knows.
He's like, no?
Yeah, I don't want to say no names, but yeah.
Damn.
You know, they know, everybody knows, yeah, so.
Interesting.
Mm.
You think that, you ever listen to South Park Mexican?
I know who he is, but he got bad charges, too.
I know, he's been locked up for like 20 years
and
for it.
You ain't, in Northern Cali, like, it don't matter how many accomplishments you have, once you snitch or do any PC activities, you're done.
Really?
Yeah, like your shit, your career is done.
Because like I feel like in Texas it would normally be like that, but he's been locked up for 20 years, and I remember how popular he was before he got locked up.
I know
up.
He was real big.
Super
he
big.
Is. Yeah, he is.
And I mean, I kind of thought he was done, but then over the last couple years, you've like seen more and more people putting his shit on TikTok, and I guess it just never really stopped down south. Like they've just been fucking with him forever.
I hear that.
And I don't know if it's because they don't believe the accusations about him or if it's more of a situation where they just don't give a fuck. But he's supposed to be getting out like within the next year or two.
I heard that, yeah.
And so then we're going to basically like find out how he's able to fit into the new rapper landscape. Because there's a bunch of like popping Texas rappers who fuck with him and they show respect to him and shit, which is interesting.
Yeah, like, see, the thing is, like, our like morals and shit are stronger out here.
You think?
In certain ways. I'm sure they have good morals too, but on some street shit though, like some gang shit, like there's just certain things that's a no-no, no matter what, no matter who it is. Could be your best friend, no matter what.
Do you think people are getting too lax with snitching and shit like that in particular?
Hell yeah. Yeah, they be making excuses about people, like trying to save them. Like, man, if the paperwork's there, it's there. Once the judge said you did something, you did it. But you'll see somebody say, oh, I really know him. He wouldn't do that. He didn't do it. But it don't matter. Once a judge says it, it's bad.
Damn. Yeah. So, yeah, but, like, don't you agree that there are certain, like, kind of edge cases? Like, there's levels to snitching at this point. You have the full-blown 6ix9ines. Then you have, like, a gunna where it's like he did say something that, like, the gang or the crew didn't appreciate or whatever. But then you have it even going to, like, other situations. I have a friend who's a rapper who basically, like, while he was getting arrested, he made, like, one comment during the arrest that, like, I don't know if you could really call it snitching, but, you know.
I'll say this.
He had to deal with a ton of shit for it, even so if it didn't really end up destroying him.
Yeah, yeah. So it depends, like, who their people is, right? But, like, my people, all right, let's say me and you are in the car and there's a gun, but it's, like, it's not on our body. It's just in the back. If they pull us out the car and I tell the cops it's not my gun, that's all I say, it's not my gun, that's snitching. That's like, I guess people will call it dry snitching, but because I'm pretty much hinting, you're the only other one in the car, so I'm pretty much saying it's yours. So even that is like, we don't do that, you know? But on the internet, Instagram, everybody said that's not snitching, like, you know what I mean? But that's snitching though, like, any information, you can't give no information. Dry snitching is snitching. Like, it's the same thing. It's just, I guess, a smaller deal, you know?
Damn, yeah. And it's crazy. Like, I know this dude from Texas, TZE Naughty, who got arrested for planning out a murder the other day, and or like, arrested for having a gun on him and immediately snitched on his homies.
I woke up this morning and seen that on your Instagram.
Immediately told the cops, no. And my friends, they're going to kill someone.
Yeah, man. Hey, my advice to...
That's wild.
Yeah, my advice to all the kids or anybody, when you get arrested, you say, I need my lawyer. That's it.
Right.
As soon as you know you're being charged, you say, I need my lawyer. You don't say nothing else.
Getting arrested and immediately snitching is like a girl and giving up the pussy first night.
Instantly.
You lose all of the leverage that you had. Because if you really wanted to snitch, you would wait... And, like, tell the cops, like, I have an arrangement I would like to make for you. I'm going to tell you about this in exchange. If you just tell them right away, you don't get... You just snitch for no reason.
You didn't make them earn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just snitch for no reason. Yeah.
I hate to be given, like, advice on how to snitch, but it just seems like, you know, you got to do some fucking common sense.
Man, these snitches are crazy because people still love them. You know what I mean? Like, if they're famous or whatever, like, that should be tripping me out.
People are really down to turn them blind.
Yeah, like... If I was to ever do some weird ass shit, like, you're gonna see the repercussions where I'm from. Like, you ain't just gonna be no rapper out here like that, and you did some hoe ass shit.
You don't think your homies would turn a blind eye?
No, it's the same rules for me. It don't matter if I'm Lazy Boy or whoever. If I do something bad, they gonna try to do me in too, and it's vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Where'd you get the Lazy Boy name?
That's just what the homies in the neighborhood named me. I honestly never liked it, but it just stuck to me.
Did they always feel like you had kind of like a sleepy vibe?
Yeah,
like,
but wow. I really don't. If I'm just not really interested in doing something, I don't do it. Like, remember I told you all the interview people hit me and I said no? Some of my people might be like, oh, you're just lazy, you don't want to go. But really, it's just I'm not interested. I'm not going to do it. But it could get mistaken for being lazy. So it makes sense.
I mean, I feel like in California in general, there's just a lot of chillness going around. A lot of chillers. A lot of people, like, their whole vibe is just, like, very chill. Personally, I think it's because everybody
smokes.
Smoking high-powered weed in
it's
high school
weed
and shit.
In Northern Cali,
yeah, so when you leave, like it's probably less like this now, but when I would leave New York back in the day and come to California, it'd be like, oh, everybody is so laid back and like chill versus in New York where nobody, well, people smoke
weed. I've never been there.
Not as intense as out here, I feel like. But now people smoke weed everywhere. So
yeah, it's all evened out legal. A little bit. But, yeah.
Yeah, so what about you? You smoke, you drink, what do you do?
A little bit, like not really, don't know. It has to be like a certain event or something, you know what I mean?
Like, so you're not just like rolling blunt every night or?
Nah, all my homies are though, like. I mean, I'd be in the studio, I guess I get contact high because it'd be hotboxing in there, you know what I'm saying? But I'm used to it, though, yeah.
Do you record a lot still?
Yeah. Yeah, yep. Yeah, I got a project coming out. I don't know what it's called, but it's going to come out. I just shot a video like 2 days ago. I got another one next weekend, yeah.
Right. And do you feel like you're still motivated to keep going with the music, even though you went viral like so many years ago?
Yeah, I feel like I just had made a song the other day, and everybody was like, "Hey, bro, you grew from like the last song or from the last like songs we heard." Like, so I feel like I'm getting better. Yeah.
Who do you want to work
with? I still got a lot to do.
If it came down to it, you had the option of working with like a bigger artist. Who comes to mind?
Maybe like a singer. Like, you know what I mean? Like
Bad Bunny?
Yeah. Shout out to him. I don't really know his stuff like that, but I know who he is. No, more like a, like, maybe like, I don't know, like a girl singer or something. I think I'd go good because my music's like melody too.
Jenny 6ix9ine.
Yeah, she hard. Yeah. Shout out to him. I don't know her. Yeah, she hard.
So I like 6ix9ine.
Yeah, she putting on for the people. Yeah,
she's doing her thing.
Yeah, I seen her getting some hate, but that's how the shit goes, though.
Yeah, she got attacked by some girl.
Yeah, I seen that.
For
rapping
over an SBM beat.
But see, I
should have mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, but I see like they're tripping on her, but she's just a girl, civilian.
She don't know what's going on.
Like
she's
if
just
that
out
was,
here being hot.
Yeah, if that was like a gangster saying that, then okay, yeah, that makes sense. Get on them, right?
Right.
But if it's a girl, like that's kind of just bully shit because she's not even no.
I'm pretty sure she's just rapping over the beat too. It's like, what, she's supposed to know every fucking beat ever?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, she's just hanging out.
Yeah. Especially, she's not from there, so.
She's from Riverside. She was like a YouTube makeup artist before she was rapping.
Yeah, I think when they did that to her, whoever that was, you guys are weak for that
That's a clout play, right?
Yeah, it's a clout play and just some bully shit. Yeah.
Like, if you got a real issue with somebody, that's probably not how you go about handling it, right?
Yeah, that was weak. I think they even apologized or something, or tried to explain themselves or something, because they knew it was weak as fuck. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Definitely. Who influenced your haircut?
Shit, I'm from Northern Cali. We all got this shit. You see my friends out there, they all got it. You notice some of the Southern Mexicans are starting to copy us now.
Well, I just had Chito Ranas on here, and he got a sort of similar thing going on. Yeah.
Well, he really is from Northern Cali.
Yeah,
so
he's from SAC.
I mean, he ain't with us, but you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's his own thing, but I guess he really is from Northern Cali. But still, though, even though he's from here, it's like, bro, like, you ain't, like, I don't know.
So the idea,
kinda backwards.
It's kind of like Edgar right in the front.
Fade. No.
You know, it's not like Edgar.
No,
in the
don't
front.
Ever
no.
call me Edgar. No.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about the haircut.
Oh, nah. The Edgar shit, that should go like.
Oh, that's got to be lower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a long fade, like long on the top.
That's
and
a
then
taper.
A fade.
So it's a taper and then the tail.
Right.
Yeah. But not like a rat tail, like more like a duck tail.
The progressive bigger. Shit I seen Chito with is that he had like a spot where it's bald and then it goes into the tail.
Yeah, we'll call his like a possum tail or something.
Sure, yeah. Mm. I mean, there's a lot of technology going on out there, just different haircuts that people never even thought of before.
Yeah, but one thing I want to say is, like I was saying earlier, our style, like everybody takes it, but they don't admit they do. But I seen OGZ admit it, that's why I say respect to him.
But he's not doing all that shit with the tail and stuff, right?
He was just talking about his influence, you know, music-wise. Yeah. But I just mean style in general, the way we dress, the way we talk, the music, the beats we choose. I feel like, You know, not all of them, but most of the Mexicans in Southern California, they look up to our shit, but they'll never admit it, though.
I mean, OGZ is someone who really pushed the Mexican mop top. Like, he just came out with just a big old mop on his head, and he was just like, this is me. Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people, that influenced them to have longer hair.
Yeah, I got a homie from the hood. Shout out my bro Doja. We be calling him OGZ because he has like the same. He looks like him. Yeah. Yeah, shout out my little brother Fury, too. He's in the corner right there. Yeah.
For sure. So what you got planned? What's going on? What's happening in the life of Lazy Boy?
Shit. I mean, the no jumper shit, that was kind of like, you know, like the thing I was thinking about. So just see where it takes me, you know. But other than that, just working, just, you know, recording. I don't really do a lot of features. You asked me who would I want to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like kind of hard to answer that because so when I first started rapping, I always told myself I wanted to like prove it to myself first. Like, I didn't want to live in nobody's shadow.
Mm.
Like, that was like important to me. I was like, man, if I can't do it myself, I don't need to do it, you know. So I never really think about working with people. I mean, people like pay me for, you know, features and shit, but as far as like collabing, I just don't really think about that, honestly. But I do want to do it. Like, I know it's good to do. I just haven't thought about it yet.
Definitely.
I'm still trying to do like as much as I could, like with me, and then I want to start working with people and doing something different. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Well, it was good to finally connect.
Yeah.
Anything else you want the people to know about you? Anything we haven't touched on?
I don't think so. Not that I could think of.
Basically, what we're trying to say is bitches ain't shit.
Yeah, bitches ain't shit. Yeah.
But hoes and tricks.
I don't listen to the song, but I know the lyrics.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't influenced by the song. It's just like a happy accident.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was just I really never listened to that song. Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Well, yeah. But yeah, appreciate you guys having me in. Shout out to all my people. You know, all the supporters that's in the cities. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Here's a good question. Who do you think that we should interview after you?
Oh, a whole bunch of people. Some of them are right out there. But you remember all the names I said earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah. All them. Shit, you got my producer, Fangus. It's a lot. Like, all the names I said, like, you know, like Acito, GB. You got Young Iggs. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of the ones you interview, they're, like, at least on their level. At least. But since, you know, we live far away, you probably don't notice as much.
Right.
But, you know, they get the same recognition where they're from. Yeah.
Shit, I'm down. Let's check them out for sure.
But yeah, I feel like you should start interviewing Northern Cali a lot more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's tap in.
Yeah,
let's get familiar. Lazy Boy, you got to help me get guided in that direction.
You. Yeah, yeah. I'll send you some people.
The show. Let's do it. All right. I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it.
Much love. Yes, sir. Thank you for pulling up. Lazy Boy, No Jumper. Check us out. YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support. Almost fucked up my outro a little bit there. I think I did. I didn't say coolest podcast in the world. I can't forget that. Thank you, Lazy Boy.
Podcast.
Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Adam.